Here's Chekalura with Natural North Dakota.
It seems that every year when spring comes around, we're ready to go outdoors. Nature has much to offer, but all too often summer arrives, and we realize that we did not get out to enjoy the spring like we had hoped. From now until around Memorial Day is great bird watching. The sights and sounds of geese and other waterfowl have already begun in some areas, and of course other migratory birds will be showing up soon, sporting their bright colored breeding plumage. Consider visiting a nearby National Wildlife Refuge. Most, if not all of them, provide both auto and hiking trails to observe nature. The mating season for sharp-tailed grouse is on, or will start soon. If you've not watched the sharp-tailed grouse on their dancing grounds, you owe it to yourself to see them at least once. You can cruise the grasslands and stop occasionally to listen for sounds similar to that of someone rapidly blowing air over the top of a pop bottle, a sure sign that males are strutting their stuff on the dance floor. Then try to get closer for a better look, but be careful not to spook them. Better yet, check out a local National Wildlife Refuge. Some refuges provide blinds for observing the grouse. We often dismiss the little birds flitting around the trees and shrubs near our homes as sparrows. But sometime soon, perhaps April and May, warblers will be migrating through our area. These sparrow-sized birds are quite colorful, and the best time to see them is before the trees and shrubs become fully leafed out. Going fishing is a common activity, and simply going for a walk in a park, the woods, or over the prairie can be a great way to connect with nature. You might even consider going out to look for deer sheds. Deer shed their antlers over the winter, and it's around this time of year, when on a walk in the woods or across the grassland, one can find those antlers lying on the ground. And of course, there's always lots of other things to see, hear, smell, and touch. When was the last time you saw a passflower or Nuttall's violet blooming on the prairie? Or fall Solomon seal or nodding trillium flowering in the woodlands? The opportunities and experiences are endless. Make a point to taking the time to get out and enjoy nature this spring. Whatever you choose, spring outings are a great way to enjoy a little natural North Dakota. So get out and enjoy. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.